The X Factor betting. Hello, it's Rupert Adams and Public and Media Relations for William Hill. The X Factor's hotting up for the big final this weekend. Extremely interesting. The odds suggest at 4-11 that Fleurist is all but unbeatable, although Ben is 11-4 and Andrea 12-1. I think that you'll see Fleur winning this £1 million or supposed £1 million contract, almost certain. Strictly, really interesting again. I mean, I think we've got probably the best ever selection of dancers we've ever had. At the top of the pile at 13-8 is Jake Wood. Looks a really good price to me. And then just behind at 9-4, you've got both Frankie and Caroline. Either of these two can step up and win it as far as I'm concerned. Whereas I think at 10-1, Simon, and at 14-1, Mark, they've got no chance. They're out of it. So top three in the betting. But for me, I think the favourite's going to clear this. Cheers. White Christmas, the favourite, without doubt the favourite, festive flutter. Really interesting again. We're seeing our forecaster come to us and said, you know what, there is actually a bit of a chance this year. And we haven't actually paid out on every city that we bet on since 2010. But this time around, I think it looks really genuinely as if we've got a bit of a chance, particularly north of the border. Aberdeen, Edinburgh and Glasgow are all 3-1 favourites. And as you go down the country, you've got sort of Leeds, Belfast, Manchester, Liverpool, all around 5-1. And London, as it stands, is a 6-1 shot, which is quite a big price. Christmas number one single. This is going to be an absolute corker this year. On paper, it looks like an easy win for the X Factor winner. So, assuming it's Fleurist, we expect her to be the 1-3, so odds on favourite to get the Christmas number one. But there's a few interesting outsiders that are well worth looking at. The first one, funny enough, which is X Factor inspired, is the Uptown Funk song by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. That's a 3-1 shot. Brand new into the betting quite recently. Then you've got Band Aid. Band Aid's an 8-1 shot. The reality with Band Aid, I'm afraid, is it's not selling as well as expected. I don't expect it to sort of bounce back, so they're probably out of it. But there are another couple of ones which are worth maybe a pound or two. At 12-1, you've got Iron Maiden. That's the anti-X Factor song. That's the sort of Facebook page, etc., where they're desperate for people to get the Christmas number ones, take it away from Simon Cowell. And then there is, at 20-1, the Peace Collective. This is where my money's gone. They've taken a farm song, improved it, in my view. It's all around the football match, etc., etc., on the First World War. And I think it will go down extremely well. So that's my outsider. But the reality is, sadly, it looks like Simon Cowell has stolen Christmas for us again. Seasonal betting as such, as in the festive flutters, they are genuinely quite popular. Most of them have been around for quite a long time now. Certainly in the case of White Christmas and Christmas number one, you're talking 30 plus years. But at the same time, I don't, you know, it doesn't sort of compare to a Grand National or anything. We tend to take quite a lot of bets, but all fairly small. But at the same time, it is something that we thoroughly enjoy doing and we do pretty well out of. White Christmas is possibly the favoured of the two. But we also bet on other Christmas stuff, which includes, you know, top Christmas TV programme. We do the length of the Queen's speech, the alternative Christmas message. So there's quite a few festive flutters out there. But without doubt, the two key ones are Snow on Christmas Day and the Christmas number one.